sugar paint will go away. When you hear a pilgrim say it's Happy Turkey Day. Happy, happy Turkey Day. Let's all eat the Indian way. As we're stealing Cape Cod Bay on Happy Turkey Day. Happy, happy Turkey Day. Hunger pains will go away. When you hear a pilgrim say it's Happy Turkey Day. Happy, happy Turkey Day. Let's all eat the Indian way. As we're stealing Cape Cod Bay on Happy Turkey Day. Happy, happy Turkey Day. Hunger pains will go away.
And welcome back again to Breakthrough Entertainment live on 1480 AM KPHX in Phoenix, Arizona. I'm Dave Isaac alongside Joseph J. Erdo, who's dancing the turkey dance.
He's wearing Indian headdress.
Yes.
Yeah, you are indeed.
Native American
headwear.
Oh, okay. And we have Trisha in studio along with Eric Reinert and the lovely Kathleen.
Yes, she is.
In studio. And, so
thank you.
That was, of course.
Oh, you're welcome. You're more than welcome.
That of course, was Happy, Happy Turkey Day from Adam's Family Values. Great Thanksgiving movie.
Oh, I saw the play.
Okay.
Yeah, it was good. I enjoyed it a lot, actually.
So now we're going to talk about two movies in this segment. In just a few moments, we're going to talk about the 33, but we're going to start off with Dave and Trisha's review of The Hunger Games. Mockingjay Part 2. And before we get to that, join us on our Meerkat at Breakthrough Entertainment. We've got our viewers saying Hunger Games rocked. Saw Hunger Games yesterday. Excellent. Go see Hunger Games. And I think they gave it maybe 15 thumbs up.
Oh, wow. I didn't know there's many thumbs in the world.
I don't have that many thumbs.
Except on Road Rage.
I've just got 3 thumbs.
On Meerkat, you can put a lot of thumbs.
Yeah, then you get kicked off. But anyway.
And on that note, Dave, Trisha.
At least we know how to get back reinstated, though. You tweet them.
Yeah, you have to tweet them, otherwise they'll never get back with you.
And it gives them free publicity. Okay, so Hunger Games.
Hunger Games.
Well, what's it called?
Mockingjay Part 2.
Okay, would you like to go first, or would I should go first?
You go ahead and go first.
All right, here it is, Hunger Games, Mockingjay Part 2. The whole theme was summed up at the end, and here it is. An ordinary woman with extraordinary courage, devotion to family, and dedication to doing the right thing never disappoints. That's the theme. This last part to Hunger Games has all the elements of a great movie with its suspense, action, unpredictable moments, along with predictable twists and turns, and a great cast. I really love this cast, by the way. Yet, doesn't quite rise to the level of greatness that the marketing of this movie seemed to imply. The action was fast and furious for much of the movie, and all of a sudden, a love story emerged, which was like changing channels from an action station to Disney or to action to a love channel. This switch seemed forced and out of place. Its attempt to remind us of real-day politics was successful in that names can change, but power, ego, and corruption stays the same. But in the end of this franchise, was good but not great, was carried to the good part of this movie by the first and second Hunger Games. In other words, the whole franchise as a whole is based on the greatness of the first and second Hunger Games. That's why you could tolerate this whole franchise. But when comparing this franchise to other similar franchises, and you know what I'm going to say, both you, Trisha, and Joseph, there's one franchise that emerges in the light as the franchise to see, only if you have the appetite for greatness. I hope you realize the pun on words. That franchise is Twilight, which blows Hunger Games out of the water as the breakthrough franchise that stays true to its deeper meaning about family, love, and friendship. I'll give Hunger Games a thumbs up only because it was the third best out of, what, the 4 parts. And the first one was great. The second one was great. But the third and fourth, little something to be desired. And that's my review today.
Very nice.
Thank you. Nice, naughty, and nice.
Okay, so all of you know how much I loved the Hunger Game books, right?
Yep, I remember.
Okay, so I was the driving force. We've got to see Hunger Games. We've got to see Hunger Games. We've got to see Hunger Games. Love number one. Love number two. Number three, I was kind of like, okay. But I also, the Mockingjay book was not my most favorite of the 3 books either. And I hate to break it to you, Dave, but the love story has been there from the very beginning.
No, not the significant left turn.
Right, but what I'm saying is the trilogy between the three of them with Gale and Peeta and.
But that it was nowhere near the triangle of Twilight.
No, that
was profound.
Exactly, but I'm just saying it's been there from the beginning. I think they
but weak. We're
but,
all weak.
But I will tell you this. I was disappointed. I was very disappointed in the show. It started out very slow. Then it got to some really great action scenes.
Tremendous.
So I thought, okay, maybe they're going to redeem themselves. I really think this was about money, making this a two-parter. I think they could have very easily made it into a relatively long but still tolerable length third movie, just like the book. However, I don't know what they were thinking with that last scene.
Well, let's not spoil it.
I'm not. But I'm just saying it should have ended, and then for some reason they took it way into left field at the very end of the movie. I will still, if you are a Hunger Games fan, and I am a huge, huge fan of the actors in this film, and I think they've done a great job with costuming. I think they've done a great job with so many different aspects of it. However, so I'm giving it a thumbs up, but it's a very mild thumbs up. And I will just say that I was a little disappointed, and it left a
disappointment.
Yeah, it left me unfulfilled.
Sorry. Okay.
Just like Dave.
Yes.
Yeah.
What?
I'm just like the movie. You're hungry after me.
Wow. Well, there you go. There's some chips. All right. So that's Hunger Games. Now, we also have to talk about The 33. We didn't get to it last week. Of course, it opened last weekend. Mm-hmm. It's a story that captivated the entire world. Of course, the 33 Chilean miners that were stuck in this mine for, I mean, how many? It was almost 3 months, was it? I mean,
it was 62. I think 62 days or 64 days.
A little over two months. Yeah, uh-huh. Over 2 months. I mean, with basically in the first place, enough food for basically me for a day. Yeah.
Well, it was supposed to be
rations for 30
people for 3 days.
Yeah.
And they had to live off those rations for 12? No.
Yeah, more than that. It was like
more
21,
I think. 21 days before they were able to get any food down to them.
Antonio Banderas in this movie, a lot of different actors. I liked it. I'm giving it a thumbs up. I thought that the first half was just exciting and compelling and just stressful, very emotional. But then the second... the second half, I thought, lost a little bit of the steam, lost a little bit of the suspense, but there's not much you can do about that. This is a true story. Overall, huge thumbs up for this one. I highly recommend The 33. Trisha, what did you think?
I loved it.
Okay.
Now, I think it was very well done. This was a I think Mexican-based crew and team that put this together, but you know, Antonio Banderas is a Spanish actor. They had a Brazilian actor in there. They had Lou Diamond Phillips in there. They had, I can't remember who's the actor that was the president.
Oh gosh, I can't remember.
So,
but as soon as I saw Lou Diamond Phillips, I was thinking, oh, Greg's gonna get so excited about this movie.
Yeah, no.
I didn't know he threw him in the list.
Yeah, he's in the list. He likes Lou Diamond Phillips.
But
yeah.
Anyway, so the accents may not be exactly like Chileans, but the movie, I thought, really did a fantastic service to the story. We got to see some of the inside story of what these miners were going through and some of the internal struggles and external struggles that they were dealing with. And how they juxtaposed that with the families on the outside, the relationships, Dario and his sister.
Yeah.
I mean, I think they did an incredible, suspenseful job
on
this.
Juliette Binoche. I mean,
she's phenomenal.
Great.
Phenomenal job.
From Chocolat, one of my favorite movies of all time.
Oh, yeah. So I just, I looked at this and singing. Yes.
Yeah, I can't think of it. Yeah.
And I love the fact that she put on some weight because of the fact she's pregnant in the movie. I think she did a great job on that. And when she was singing, that was so hauntingly beautiful. I can't remember her name off the top of my head right now. I'm so sorry. But anyway, huge thumbs up. I think it kind of dropped off of a lot of people's radar because there were so many big movies coming out last week. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot now.
Yeah, there's a lot more coming out.
Definitely make room on your plate for this one. This is a huge,
pretty close
borderline
to a breakthrough.
Breakthrough
yeah,
for me. Yes.
Me too.
Borderline breakthrough for me, definitely.
Yes.
Very,
speaking
very
of on the
well
plate.
Done.
Yeah. Eat us. Hey, it's Thanksgiving Day from Adam's Family Values.
I thought it was from Romper Room or something, the way it sounded. But no, this is Adam's Family Values?
Yeah. Eat us, because we're good and dead. White man or red man,
that
from
would
east,
not
north, or south.
Native American.
I'm sorry. PC.
Eat me.
Sauteed or barbecued.
Beat me.
You want some pets for now?